Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about hitting real estate deal singles, not home runs. Cool concept, cool show today. Jill, before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Yes. Claire, who I have not read about in
a
while.
I had to put it in here. She's one of our original five members.
She was before we even released all this, Claire was reaching out to us.
Right.
Kind of saying, and, when? So, yep. Okay. Claire wrote, "Hey all, I have a guy who wants to sell me something in Hudspeth County as part of a deal. Does anyone have any experience here? Hudspeth has a website, but all I keep getting is this site cannot be reached. I know West Texas is a little notorious for being hard to contact. Does anyone have any recent experience with them? I saw something about the taxes being done through an appraisal district. Anyone have any experience with this county? Has the website been down for a while? Help. Thanks, Claire."
Actually, because it's Claire, I actually answered her directly in Success Plant personally.
Yeah.
But I'll share it with everybody right now.
Please.
I love West Texas for what we do. Mm-hmm. You can buy incredibly inexpensive property. Texas itself is, we don't think of it this way, or I don't, as having really good weather. But compared to the rest of the country, the Rust Belt, the Northeast, Texas has very good weather. Mm-hmm. Not good weather, but it doesn't snow as much. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And I think that 40 acres in Texas appeals to a lot of men for some reason, truck drivers specifically, which I've never understood. But I've had numerous 40 acre properties in West Texas, in this county specifically, that truck drivers just love to buy. Mm-hmm. Maybe it runs right through a freeway. I don't know.
I've had people that just want to be out there and have a place to hunt and camp. Like there's some places out there apparently that you can do that. Maybe the off-road or something. You never know.
But there's also a theory, Claire, that if a county has that awful website, they're so rural that they just don't have the budget for it, or it's not a priority, that the information that people that's available is lacking quality. And that can be a great place to buy property, because mm-hmm. it's just, if you're having a problem getting on their website and getting information, mm-hmm. then boy, and I know you, Claire, I know that you're in there digging it out. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are stopped long before that and just move on to the next county. So Hudspeth is a great county. You just got to, everywhere, you have to make sure that the access is okay. And Texas is a little bit famous for fencing off property that maybe people fence property off in Texas that maybe they don't even own.
Exactly. This road happens to eventually hit my house or my property way back here, so I'm going to put a fence here. That's true, and it's actually comical.
Right.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't withhold you from getting access to your property, but they try. It's kind of funny. So,
if you wrote the exact same question or comment and said and replaced Texas with South Dakota, I would say no. It's not, that's a bad idea.
Oh, why?
Just because it's not the weather. The weather is just, unless you're trying to buy farmland or frack something, I just don't, I don't see it as a destination type of, I don't think anyone's sitting around saying, man, I want to move to South Dakota, except for the job part.
Right.
I think there's a lot of people saying Arizona, yes, California, yes, Texas, yes, kind of thing.
Yeah, anything West Coast. Got it. I agree. I have had that too, and I kind of like it's for me. It's kind of a challenge. It's funny. I've had some West Texas properties that you and I have owned that I've had to really do my homework, and I found a phone number to the sheriff, and the sheriff put me in touch with the so and so, and the so and so put me in touch with the other person.
Yes.
And then it's so funny. By the time I'm like, oh well, Betty the recorder is on vacation. Mm-hmm. She works Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons. It's that kind of a thing. She'll be back in a week. like, oh, this is hilarious, you know.
You know, that's probably why people want to move there.
And it's me. You know? I think you may be right.
There's nothing wrong with that lifestyle. Yeah. I don't think.
About relaxed. No one's going to bug you. Good luck finding someone. They're not going to bug you at all. So I think that's part of the attraction also.
Hey, if you want to be on the show, or if you have a question, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic is try to hit real estate deal singles, not home runs. This is the meat of the show. I run into this a lot, Jill. I'm sure that you do too, with Atlanta Canopy members and people who are relatively new in real estate investment. And it's the same concept in baseball and or anything else, really. If you really try to hit the home run, you're swinging as hard as you can on every single, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You might hit one once in a while.
Exactly.
The home runs happen on accident. If you ever talk to a baseball player, you can see it in their eyes. They're shocked that it went out. You know, they're trying to hit a single almost all the time. Mm-hmm. But it goes, you know, they pop it out. And they're just as surprised as everybody else's. And that's really how it happens in real life in REI. Jill and I hit a home run. I'm going to guess, Jill, if you average it all out, probably once a year, maybe twice a year.
Yeah. The more you get into it, the more frequently it comes.
The last one was somebody called and said, my dad passed away and he bought some property from you. He always spoke highly of you and we want to sell you his whole collection for nothing. Mm-hmm. We'll not sell it at all. Just please deed it over.
Right.
Another time we purchased at one tax sale event, several thousand properties. For almost next to nothing. I mean, so it happens, but we weren't there to thinking that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't sitting around waiting for somebody to call. It happened because we're trying to hit singles the whole time. We're sending a ton of mail out. Sending a ton of mail out, and one of the people that called back happened to be this person.
Exactly. You know,
I could go on for hours at stories like this.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a lot of mail out. Well, here's another one. Here's another one for one of, we actually gave it to one of the staff. A woman sent the letter in, 20 acres. I don't remember where it was. It doesn't matter. And said, I'm old and I just don't care about this property anymore. Will you please, I would just like someone to handle the paperwork for me and I'm happy to do it. And so we gave it to one of our staff members who's been killing it recently.
It's so cute.
She's in tears.
She sent in I love this one. This little lady sent it in her original deed. Here you go too. It was really cute. Yeah. All kinds of stuff. And
so, I mean, for us, that's not a home run, but for our staff member. Mm-hmm. That's a home run. Mm-hmm. That might even be her first deal. Everybody remembers
might have
her
been,
first deal.
Yeah, that, I think that, yeah, her very, very first all by herself deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So my point is this, get the machine moving, send a ton of mail out as much as you can, and play up for those singles and doubles, and the home runs will follow. Like you can't believe. Mm-hmm. The more mail you get out there, the more chance of a home run happening.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
This is a technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 deal experience. You know, it's amazing, Jill, that these technical twos tie right into the topic of the day.
Isn't that funny?
We could even call the technical two the takeaway two.
We could. Oh, I kind of like that.
The takeaway two or the technical two. We could call it both.
I like the takeaway, too.
The takeaway 2 minutes. What I want you to take away from this show is
it's good
to try to hit singles. Don't only try to hit singles. Buy properties for $500, $600, $800, sell them for $2,000 all day long. Accumulate a ton of money. Someone's going to call you and say, take it all, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, and that works both ways. Here's all my property, I'm done with it. Buy it all. Or here's, I would like to buy all your property. That happens probably. I don't know, once every year, once maybe every 2 years, someone calls and says, I want to buy every single property you have for a negotiated amount.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the takeaway too. Hit singles. The home runs will happen automatically. And that was probably 2 minutes.
Pretty close.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
Are you using all of your available resources? It's not cheating.
What the heck?
And what does this mean? I mean by this
I'm intrigued.
Do you have some connections that you're not tapping into? Do you have some resources? Do you maybe have the inside track on something, you know, not illegally. I'm saying legally, you
know. This is real philosophy. I love this.
Thank you.
This is inspiring even for me.
I want to make sure you are using all of your available resources. Some folks think, oh, but this isn't the right way to do this. I just needed to go through A, B, and C to get to whatever. No, you don't. Knock it off. It's not cheating. I think that if you don't use all your available resources, that's the wrong way. There's a reason why you know X.
You know, you just made me run through in my head about how I'm probably not. There's some resources out there that I think I could be using for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great, I love this. All right. Mm-hmm. This is a top five inspirational.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did talk about one. There's a meeting that I'm going to put together for us tomorrow in the morning, a breakfast meeting with someone who is in who just became the VP in a good lending situation that we'll have some information that might help us for another project. But at least, I mean, they have the knowledge and they're a friend of ours.
Well, we've known this guy forever.
Right. This is the stuff I'm talking about. If you don't use your friends and your people and your network and your resources, you're a ding-dong.
I mean, that's what Success Plant is.
Yeah.
I think every time I go on a Success Plant, there's a lot of people on there.
Yes.
You know, and there's new people every day signing up. It's free. And I still don't think it gets used. It gets used a lot, but it doesn't get used the way it really could get used.
Exactly. You know, and I do see some people doing that. And you're right. And they'll say, hey, everyone, I just created this, this is my first listing. What do you think? And everybody will weigh in on it. And that's a perfect example, Jack. You're an idiot if you don't use that. And it was so cool because I remember one that was a couple of weeks ago that he said, hey, everybody, can you guys just eyeball this? What do you think? Mm-hmm. And there were a few little things and one person piped in like, by the way, you forgot your contact information, which was really funny. They was like, oh my gosh, I didn't put my phone number or my email on there. I might need to do that so people can call me if they want to buy it. You know, so little things like that. But yeah, use your resources.
Joe, this is a brilliant episode. So think about this. Mm-hmm. Think about what Data to Doorstep is really capable of. If you scrub the data properly, really spend some time in there.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost any more or less to spend 4,000 hours than 4 hours. It's a subscription-based thing.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there and look at all that assessor data and get creative and figure out how you can really use it. We mentioned it on an earlier show. You know, I'm on a show a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in there. Dream it up. That's endless. It's assessor data.
Yep.
It's endless.
I'll tell you right now, anyone listening who wants to see the search criteria of what is all available in Data Doorstep, it is coming very soon.
Yeah.
You will fall over.
It's up.
When you see the search criteria listed of every last little thing that you can put in there and source for, and that ties into what Jack just said.
You can dream it up. You can sort for all the 2-acre properties that are zoned industrial in any given zip code. I mean, you can dream up any sort.
Exactly.
All the properties with no mortgages.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's endless.
It is. So, love it.
We could talk all day about that.
We could.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Send a lot of mail out and get there first. Good show, Jill.
Thanks.
That's top five inspirational topic ever.
Oh, thank you.
We never, nobody, I don't care who you are, you're not utilizing your resources.
Exactly.
Really, it just takes a different way to think about it.
Yeah.
Like our lender buddy. You know, we just thought of him in a different capacity, and now it's, you know, we'll probably put something together with him.
Well, look about our office space thing that we did, too. We did that smart. We reached out to all of our friends and some that own all kinds of different type of properties.
Building owners and stuff,
in the area that we want to be. We got some great, it was really kind of nice because we had a lot of people just come up and say, you can have this, you can have that.
Right.
You know, it's like next to a, you know, retail store, which is really nice. It's, you know.
Well, we had a lot to choose from, and that's a perfect example.
It is. Yeah,
utilizing the resources. People that we know for way different reasons, we're asking them if they know about any space.
Mm-hmm.
One guy specifically has a half ranch in the back of his yard in like urban Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Oh, kids ride their horses all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
Hey, Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. You know what I'm going to say next. Let's go buy some property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.